Growing up in Chelan, Susan Little knew early that being gay was unacceptable in her town. In today's StoryCorps Northwest, Susan and her wife, Marianne Angel Patton, talk about those early days and how much has changed for gays and lesbians since they fell in love 35 years ago.
When I grew up, when I turned about 15 years old, I realized I was attracted to women and I panicked. I ran as fast as I could so that nobody would catch me as a lesbian in this town. I first went to Thailand, worked in a leprosy hospital about 1965, and then I went to Vietnam in 1970 during the war, and then I went to India for a short period of time, and then in 1985 I was fortunate and smart enough to go to Ethiopia, and that's when I met Marianne. But all these years I had been what we refer to as holding balloons underwater. You're in a swimming pool and underwater on your feet, you're holding these balloons underwater, and you're just hoping that one won't pop up. And that's the way it feels to be afraid that somebody will find out that you're gay. Mm-hmm. After 85, I finally relaxed. My life started about that time.
We wrote statements of commitment then and framed them and hung them on the wall because we knew we could never do anything public.
And since then,
9 years later, we had a public commitment ceremony. Yes.
In Portland, Oregon, 94.
Oh, we cannot forget the context of that. Oregon had just had this dreadful initiative on the ballot, Measure 9,
yeah.
That was harsh and punitive to gay and lesbian people. And the public conversations and the billboards and the ads were terrifying. And we decided we were going to have a public commitment ceremony and do our part to come out. I think we sent out about 100 letters to friends and family. Then we lost friends. We had people who say, I'm sorry, you can't do this. So.
But since then, we've had 4 ceremonies, 2 weddings.
2 weddings and no funerals.
We have a wall in our bedroom that's covered with plaques of certificates.
Well, we had to make sure that all these dark stories didn't come true, that you couldn't see each other in the hospital or you'd have your home taken away from you. So we said, man, we're going to get every certificate we can.
We had a civil union in Hawaii and a civil union in Vermont and a domestic partnership in Washington State. And then we finally had a wedding in Canada in 2013. That was pretty impressive. And then we got married, well, officially here in Washington, right?
And did times ever change?
Yeah.
And Washington had a measure on the ballot to allow gay marriage.
Right.
Now, I have to thank the folk on the west side for that, because over here on the east side, at the same time, we had an initiative to legalize pot. And in our county, our county voted against marriage equality, but in favor of pot.
Going to get married.
A ceremony, and our entire, as it turned out, the state voted for it too.
Yeah.
So
I remember thinking when I met you and had been with you for about 6 months, I said to myself, I'm just tired. Marianne gives me rest.
Oh.
There's no harsh sounds in this house, and that is a peaceful place to live. It's wonderful.
One of the things that I am grateful for, there is no one that I would rather have breakfast with and discuss the NPR news or whatever else. Your humor, your quirky outlook on life just really keeps me coming back every day and looking forward to the days.
Marianne Patton and Susan Little sharing their story with StoryCorps Northwest, presented in partnership with the Inovia Foundation. Hear this and other stories at nwpb.org.